Welcome back to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. I'm Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
What's up, Bay? How are you?
I'm doing great, and we're recording in a different place. Normally, we're in my garage, and now we're in Jay's place.
Yeah,
an awesome place. I have to describe what I'm seeing right here, and you can totally tell he's a gamer and he's a Star Wars fan, because as you look around, you've got movie posters of every episode of the Star Wars genre, and in between each poster, you've got lightsabers. This is like, oh man, this is heaven for me to be looking around here, gazing at stuff. He even got a screensaver of the Millennium Falcon on his TV, just displaying right now. Not to mention,
yeah, just because you're here, that's all.
Oh yeah, oh man, he got swords and hammers and. And as you go upstairs, he's got all his figures, and his figures are friggin' awesome. And looking at stuff, it just brings me back memories with, I saw some X-23, and then we saw some Gundam, everything there. This is a great place, Jay.
Thanks
for having me over.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's very familiar, huh? Our home layout.
Yeah, our layouts are quite similar. Well, no bother me. How are you doing today, Jay?
Good. Well, I made it to the gym yesterday and today. It's just, you know, what they're saying, like in Sun Chi, when they told Katie, if you don't have a goal, then you just miss most of the time. Something like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So my goal was to hit on one day 405 on deadlift, squat, and bench press. So I've just been missing bench press because I've hit it before. It's just I had a spot, but then I tell myself that I shouldn't be lifting a weight if I can't do it by myself.
Uh-huh.
So I did 475 on deadlift. I did 405 on squat, and then I was looking at the bench press. I was like, all right, I can do it. I hit 2 out of 3. I can do it today. So I didn't really warm up my chest because I did a lot of the squat and deadlift already. So lifting 315 felt easy, and then I went to 365. That felt easy. I was like, all right, I got it. So I pushed 405. I was like, yes.
Whoa!
I did it. I was happy. Hit all those targeted numbers. And then someone was looking at me, and I smiled at them. I was like, why did I smile? I'm just happy that I did hit my goal. That person has no clue why I smile at them, other than they were waiting to use that bench, but I was just happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that person knew. they knew why you were smiling.
Yeah, I was like, yes, I got it. Cool.
you pop up from 405. Yeah, I'm like jumping up and down.
And then today, like, usually I have a rest day in between, but today I needed to do it just because I'm going to start working tomorrow. So, like, I try not to work out too hard prior or the same day of work, just because at work I'll be, like, super sore or I'll be really slow. Like, for example, trying to get up from the chair to, like, run over to people that work with me to, like, 6:50 or something. Like, dude, that's a far walk. So... that being said, I try not to work out too hard. It's like 75% of my max weight that I push.
Hey, that's awesome, bro.
Hey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time listening to the J&B Neighbor Gamers, I want to talk about this episode 36. And we have the PlayStation State of Play.
Oh, man, so good.
All the multiple games we have here. We have Project Eve, Forspoken. We've got Wolverine. Oh my goodness. Wolverine in a bar. Like, why are you going to try to approach Wolverine in a bar? There's no way. You know, just look at the dude. A Spider-Man 2? And we got two Spider-Mans there to be in Spider-Man 2. Maybe three Spider-Man if we count Venom.
That's true.
Yeah. And then not to mention, wow, they finish off with some God of War Ragnarok. Impressive games. And there's a few more games that we're going to talk about too. So this is the J&B Neighbor Gamers. You can follow us at J, the letter N, Bay Podcast for Twitter. You can email us at jandbay@neighborgamers.com. And look for us on Instagram. And Jay's taking care of that and doing a wonderful job of it. It's J and Bay Neighbor Gamers. So and talk about some downloads, Jay. We got some cool downloads. We've got Hengoed Wales. And, man, there was another place in Wales, and actually the UK. And I was trying to look it up, and you know what? I lost it on my notes, but I'm so happy to see some UK representing in the Neighbor Gamer neighborhood here. And then we have our peeps and our friends in India, Anugonda, Agra, Guwahati, Mumbai, and Kolkata. And the interesting thing, as we go back and look at the downloads from California, Silmar.
They represented, right?
Silmar represented. And then I went to go watch Shang-Chi. And dude was wearing Silmar Eagles.
That's right. And a blue shirt right in the beginning.
Dude, I'm sitting there with my family. I look over at my daughter, and we both started laughing and looking at that. We're like, and then I had to say to her, Neighbor Gamers.
Mike did the same thing. He pointed it out to me. I was just so entwined in the movie, just staring and listening to the dialogue. He's like, hey, look at that shirt. I was like, oh, damn. Yeah. Until Bay.
I almost went out and bought a Silmar Eagle shirt,
man. We should buy one, man. If that comes out, I'm going to buy it.
Yo, you could find it online.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. It is, man. Not the exact same one.
Yeah.
But, man, our friends in Silmar, we love you. You know, and we haven't even met, but we love Silmar because it's just part.
I represent that shirt. I gotta buy one.
Yeah, and they're always downloading. And I appreciate all you over there, and that's the upper northern Los Angeles area. And we continue to get some new downloads in L.A., Temecula, Covina, Calexico, Carlsbad, San Diego, and Fontana. This is a great week for downloads. We also had a download way over in Ohio, and that's Athens, Ohio. I've never been there. So, Jay, man, we got all this to unpack and talk about.
Let me stop you right there. That promo you did for our show?
Yeah.
That was great. I loved it.
Oh, thanks.
The background music, and then you have like the little audio cues in the middle of the image. It's cool.
Yeah, and well, I put that together with the help of an app, Wave. I think it is WAAVE. And you're able to use that. So all you other podcasters out there, check that out. And they give you a free sample of stuff to do. And it's real helpful to put together. It becomes a video file, but it comes together nicely and mm-hmm. easy to use. So I'm sitting here looking at Twitter, Jay, and I'm like, wow, man, where's all the Twitter news? And then I start to notice these images of this voluptuous lady, if I would say, and it's labeled Project Eve.
Yeah, so they showcased that on the PlayStation Showcase. And when you look at this PlayStation Showcase, their little thumbnail, I'm not saying little, it's like black background, and yeah, it's glittered with diamonds, man. It's like, dang, dude, you, this is like Louis Vuitton or Hermes or whatever, dude. You touch it, you better like pay for it. That's what it seems like.
Everybody's all about this game. And Twitter, man, they've got multiple images. They've got fan pages just
already?
For this. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so fast.
I'm looking at this, and it was the probably, you know, right after the PlayStation intro with them running around and stuff. Yeah. And it was like the first one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that showcase started at 1 o'clock, and it was about 40 to 50 minutes. And what Bay was talking about is that you have these two clans, maybe?
Sure.
They're playing chess. One's wearing black and one's wearing white. And then they have these pawns, which are just players like us, for example, that are playing video game. And then they all have a role. And they're hip, very hip. They're wearing like I don't know what to say. They're wearing like all white with paint and they're like souped up with jewelry and glasses and cool color hair. Like, damn, I don't even have hair like that anymore. I can't even pull that off. Maybe my beard, I could like make it long.
Well, you probably look a lot closer to them than I do.
Cause... I don't think I fit in their clothes. Damn it.
No, I'm not trying to rock that kind of gear.
No, come on, baby, do it, dude.
Not old
with
guy
your Silmar
like
shirt.
I know. Yeah, the Silmar shirt would look good. Yeah, I don't know about all that other stuff on me. But interesting that they show that And they, you know, I know they have a market for certain people.
Yeah. And so. And it's cool because it shows, like, it has little hints of what they're going for. They're going for, like, Forsake. God of War. You see a little portrait. And then you also see, like, at the end of it, you'll see a statue kind of love Aloy, kind of resembling, like, Abraham Lincoln, that type, in marble. But yeah, I'm like, I bet you these holidays and like during football games or whatever, you'll see that commercial running around.
Oh yeah,
yeah, for it'll be sure. Edited maybe just to, you know, just for time and everything, but
shorten a little bit.
Yeah,
but it'll be part of their wheelhouse to just you know,
throw
show
off
their stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and so talking about showing off their stuff, they have this Project Eve. I keep going back to, she's mesmerizing. She's, you know, and. Like, come on, if I had a jumpsuit that I could put on and make me look like that, I don't think I'd ever leave the house. So here we are. We got this beautiful woman with long hair whipping around and doing these crazy moves, legs flipping around in the air. Is she, like, using a sword or what?
It looks like a sword and it has, like, a robot next to her. So it reminds me of Nier or, like, gameplay looks like that, or Bayonetta or Devil May Cry. Very action-based. It has, like, a dodge mechanic, a parry mechanic, and then, you know, smashing square to do combos. I'm sure they're going to open up with other type of weapons and move sets. And the enemies look crazy, huh?
Yeah.
See that one that has the eye opens and all of a sudden another eye in the eye, like, appears? Like, ooh, that's gross.
Right, right.
How many eyes do you need?
Oh, and this thing had, like, some kind of weird crown around its head.
Right.
And then she, like, cuts off part of it. There's a lot of detail to this.
Yeah, this showing off the PS5, like, really well.
Yeah, and she then continues. It's like, it's just not like just, you know, hacking away at something and having sparks and stuff fly. You see the damage it's doing, and it might be a cut scene to the video, but just the detail that they're putting into the enemies getting hurt, you know, is impressive.
What I do have a little issue with is that some of the characters, the way the enemies, I mean, the way how they look, they have the same color. I just hope they change it up just a little bit. They're like gray and red.
Right.
Gray, red, and black, but a lot of gray.
Yeah.
It just needs to pop a little bit more, I think.
And so hopefully they have different scenes.
You know, yeah, unless, you know, they artistically just have your eyes just focus on the character. If that's all they want, I mean, sure, why not? Why not?
Sure, why not, huh? Yeah, that one looks good, but I want to say it's not going to come out until, what, 2022 or 2023? Yeah.
I don't know when most of these games are coming out.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, because here we are, we're at the tail end, the last quarter of this year, and so we see something, we were like, wow, engaged with it, and then we see the date, and or it says, you know, to be determined, you know what I mean? Leaving us a little bit hanging as to where it's coming out, but, man, fantastic looking game.
Yeah.
Great game to start this showcase.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then it moves on. Tiny Tina Worlds from Borderlands.
Yeah, they're Wonderlands. So it looks like Borderlands. If you like Borderlands, I know Mike G, he was playing Borderlands a lot. Solo. It looks like D&D kind of like aspect, like a fantasy.
Sure.
Like it looks like there's knights and wizards, mages, thieves. You know, just with guns. And it had Baby Metal. So Baby Metal is a Japanese rock group in the background, that music. I do. It's funny, when they threw that up, I was like, nah, listen to them at the gym. Because that tempo is very fast.
Right. Borderlands, I find that it's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know exactly what it is. It's about the weapons.
Yeah,
it's
looter about shooter.
It's looter shooter. It's about the different weapons, and they kind of allude to it by showing a whole bunch of them just like laying on the ground, that kind of stuff. It's fun. It is what it is. A lot of its draw for me is the comedy.
Yeah,
you know, and I think is it Tina at the end where she says, "Don't be waiting around for the post credit, because this ain't no super duper hero movie or something like that."
Yeah,
so it's really cool. Now, seeing that after seeing, you know, Project Eve, like Project Eve, I'm sold. I'm buying that for $70. Uh-huh. Borderlands, I don't know. I don't know if I'll spend a 40 or 50 on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a game that you know you're going to have fun with.
Yeah. I remember playing it a lot with my friends, but I don't think I'd be able to play it on my own.
You know what? You're right. That's a game that you need to have some co-op with.
Yeah.
It just makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. And then moving on from there, we've got Alan Wake.
Yeah.
It's a little spooky game, huh?
Yeah, a little spooky. I've never played it, but because it was like Xbox for a long time until recently, I guess.
Yeah. The thing that stood out to me for that game, visually, it kind of reminded me of some scenes of Control and maybe like the darkness of it.
Yeah, they're the same. I think they're the same developers. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And it really lends itself to, I mean, you notice that you're like, oh, I'm drawn to the you know, the way the focus of the person as they're moving in the dark and that kind of stuff. Other thing that popped out to me was the sound. The sound was really crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I hear like weapons, and you can like you can tell you know, what a pistol sounds like versus a rifle.
Yeah.
And stuff. And when you hear their sound play, especially with the weapons, it sounds real nice and clean.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, cool.
I'm interested in that game.
All right. And yeah, you like Control, right? Did you beat it?
I did not beat it.
Okay.
But I did have a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really different mechanics as far as like her powers and being able to manipulate stuff with her powers. Wondering what if this one's just like detective type story, him trying to find out what happened. Something happened to his wife.
Something like that.
Something like that. Certain. Interesting. I love those detective types.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You know what we did forget too is that I forgot to put on the notes here. Our agenda is Knights of the Old Republic. Star Ooh. Wars. And I haven't played it because I was on Xbox. So, you know, my stories before is that I got an Xbox because of play Borderlands with my friends. Okay. Right? With Dave and Mike and stuff. So, was it Mike or was it mostly Dave? I don't remember. It's one of those, but that's what triggered me to go get an Xbox. But I didn't go back and like play this game. So they're going to build it from the ground up on PS5. Oh, and nice. I cannot wait. Just because I hear all these good things about it. I'm going to look at a review later just to see why people love this game.
Yeah.
And people totally love this game. It's Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars with choices. And it's before, you know, the original Star Wars that we all know in the movies. So I can't wait to... make a Jedi.
Wow. Now, because see, I was afraid it was just going to be a remaster.
Uh-huh.
And no, so now they're just rebuilding the whole game.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic.
Did you play it?
No. But I'm sitting there thinking, you know, hey, you're going to be able to choose and be a Sith?
Yeah. Where are you going to be?
Probably. Man, I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm going to be a Sith.
Is that you a bad guy? I know you're a bad guy. I didn't know you had that.
Sometimes it's fun, right?
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's fun to, like, you know, use the force and body slam dude.
You can do that as...
That's true.
On the light side of the force, too. But you got to talk first. And then after talking's done, then you do it, right?
Right, right. You always got to find
You got to wait until you can attack.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Like you see, as Darth Vader at the end of what was that
Rogue One?
Rogue One.
Oh, dude, that's badass. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just boom, boom.
Yeah.
And
then he just sees him, crushes him. And you see Luke do the same thing in Mandalorian, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah, but he's doing it to robots, not people. So he don't care.
Right. It's so right. That's right. The catch, right?
That's
there.
That's a catch. Yeah.
Good guy only killing robots. Bad guy
killing whoever. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, he don't care.
Everybody.
He killing children. Shoot.
Yeah, children. Yeah, that's jacked up.
Little bad ones, dude. Help us, Anakin. Damn.
Wow. That's gonna be a fun game. I think that's gonna be an excellent game.
So is that your plan?
Yeah, that is my plan.
Children.
Not my own children.
No, not your children. The game children.
The game children.
I'm not that bad. Come on. Yeah. I know you're not that bad. Maybe look at that expression. That's kidding. Man. Just kidding.
Yeah, and you know, I always want to get like a stormtrooper outfit.
Dude, you know what? Me too, because they look badass.
Yeah.
I want one that has like in the Clone Wars where you see Obi-Wan and he has like, it's a hybrid.
Yeah.
Where he's wearing the Jedi robe with the armor of the stormtroopers.
Right.
Or the clone troopers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even seeing in, what's that recent, Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And seeing like, you know, like you're saying how that one guy looks like
Tech.
Yeah, Tech.
Dude, I'd get that for sure. That's sick.
That'd be awesome. I don't think I have the patience to try to make that, mm-hmm. but I'm sure, you know, I've seen YouTube how-tos and stuff. I just don't know how they're able to like mold it and manipulate it to be a helmet.
Yeah, when I go to Comic-Con and we're parking and I see people dressing up, I'm like, I don't think I could wear that for like 12 hours.
Right?
I'd be like so hot.
Yeah, I think I'd have to take that helmet off.
Yeah.
That's something else.
Man, I always wanted to dress up like at Comic-Con. It's just I can't. It's too hot.
Really?
Somebody told me from work, from like Chad, he's like, oh, we should dress up like Ryu and Ken. He's like, oh, you should dress up like old man Ryu with a beard so he has no shirt. I was like, okay. I have to lean out like a lot. I have to lean out like so much. Like I think my body percentage fat is like 25 to get to like 8, like 16 or 12. I'll be like so angry all the time because I'll be so hungry.
Yeah, I would be starving to try to get. Nah, I'm not trying to do that. 20 is decent.
25, yeah, 20, yeah. 20, 25. Like, that's pretty average.
That's trim. That's like better than average. Like, yeah. Average is, I think, probably 30.
30 now? Damn, America.
For real, though. You know what I'm saying?
America.
Shoot, America. Wow. So, this Knights of Republic. Did you catch a year for that?
No, I just like this. You just hear the Sith blade come out, and you see the helmet, and they just drop it that way.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I'm sure it's gonna take a while.
Yeah. You know what? The last game, what was that? That Jedi one that just came out, and they remastered it for the PS5.
Oh, Fallen Order.
Fallen Order.
Yeah,
I haven't played that.
It's fun. It's like Souls, but it's a little bit easier. So like you die, then you have to reclaim your items or some of your souls or whatever,
right.
Your whatever currency it is. But it's a fun game. It's a good story. I liked it. I tried to play it again, but then there's all these other new games. That's the thing about me. Like when there's a remastered game, I have to really, really enjoy it. Yeah. Which I did really, really enjoy this game too. It's just there's other games to play.
Yeah, and speaking of remaster, what do you think about this Grand Theft Auto? Right?
How long did this game come out? Like 7 or 8 years ago?
Right.
And they're like, oh yeah, we're making Grand Theft Auto 6, but then, you know, Grand Theft Auto Online just keeps, people are playing that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People are playing this game.
Yeah.
So they'll, it's like, they're like, eh, we're making a lot of money. Might as well just not make a new one yet. Right?
I guess so.
Because people are pouring in and living in this game, and they're updating it so it looks better. It's going to be faster when you switch between one character to the other character. And just the promotion. More explosions and much, much more. Like, what does that mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have nothing against the game. I don't have, like, you know, too high of a standards to not play it. I just haven't picked it up.
Yeah.
You know, and... but people around me are all about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids, they play it. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mature type game.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, I don't recommend it for younger kids, but so be it. It's a popular game, and they're remastering it and throwing it back out there.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if it's a free upgrade or you got to pay for it. I don't know, but they're going to... make more money on it.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to buy it?
Nah, I played that game. Was it PS3?
Right.
They totally skipped like PS4. Like a whole generation.
They did, huh?
Yeah, because they made, what, Red Dead Redemption 2 instead?
Yes. Yeah.
So this game is due for PS5 or, you know, or Xbox. This generation. Right. It should be. It's just they're like, oh, let's take our time just because we're still making the money.
And they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know how they would make the game is if people stopped purchasing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It starts tapering off, and then they're like, oh, we need to make... It starts tapering off, and they're like, oh, we have to make a new one.
Right.
To get more money, but who knows?
Who knows? Now, coming out, the next one was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I'm not, like, hyped about... I'm, like, not super hyped about it. Yeah. Like, I'll play it. I'll buy it, probably. It's just... Maybe it was just the trailer. Yeah. I didn't really enjoy.
I wasn't...
That was supposed to be a joke, right? I have a heart attack?
Yeah.
I was like, how come I'm not laughing at this? Am I supposed to laugh? No. I didn't find it really too funny.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I was... And maybe because, for me, I'm thinking, because I just saw Shang-Chi, and I'm like... And I'm wanting more of that versus more of something I've already seen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Man, and just real quick with that, because we talked about that last movie and that last episode.
Yeah.
That movie was awesome.
Right? Shang-Chi. I knew you'd love it. I knew it. I was like, oh, that is everything that Bay was telling me about that he loved in martial arts.
Right.
Yeah, me too, because I feel like you and I have similar taste to it. And I was just grinning from ear to ear once they, during that bus scene, I was like, oh, here we go. That's it.
Yeah. You know, because it's funny, because the previews did gave us a taste of it.
Yeah.
And after that split kick, you know, I thought that was going to be it.
Yeah.
But that scene just kept going.
Yeah.
And it was so, like Awkwafina is hilarious, right? Especially her comments of, you change your name from Shang to Sean. Sean, yeah. Yes, she was hilarious.
Yeah,
but the moves and all the action in there was awesome,
dude. Those rings, man, right?
Oh yeah,
dude. Oh my god, I can't believe rings look so badass now.
Oh man, what was my favorite when he was stepping on the rings to get closer to his dad to
so deliver innovative, a punch. Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like that. You know what? I'm gonna watch that again.
We should watch it together because I've been wanting to. I'm like, oh, I don't want to pay like 20 or 25 bucks again.
Right.
Maybe in the morning. Whatever.
We'll go to a matinee.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. If you haven't seen that movie, folks, you've got to see it. I think you know, you probably have like a great home entertainment, you know, setup. Watching it in the big screen is something else.
Yeah,
and I think the whole cast did an excellent job.
Superb. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that they might try to do something with the sister?
Yeah, it says I'm sure. Like it says, they will return.
Right.
So I wonder if it's gonna be a Disney Plus thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
So. It felt like they had like some ties with the widows.
Yes.
Wow.
Dude. Right. Because that one widow was in the in that beginning scene where they were not in the beginning scene, but that part where they were like in
the fight club
underground. Yeah, the underground fight place. Man, there's so much from that. I was so enjoying that when I got home. I went and that's on account of Michelle Yao.
Yeah.
I went and found my Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon DVD.
Yeah.
Started watching that, man. Because, oh my gosh, I just love martial arts.
Yeah.
And to be able to see them going off the tops of the trees in Crouching Tiger and kind of just floating on air.
Yeah.
Man, there's martial arts is just fun. It's fun to watch. It's just so enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how these Marvel movies give people these emotions. Like, for example, like, When spoilers with when Captain America grabs Thor's Mjolnir, right?
Yes,
dude, everybody's erupting in the theater. For and then or for Spider-Man, for example, when Michael Keaton's character knows that he's talking to Spider-Man in the car, I was like, oh damn! And for me, in this, it was when Shang-Chi when he was a kid. And then he's like, his dad takes him to that Chinese restaurant and they're eating. And then he's just like, watch. Cause like he, that revenge, I can feel it. I felt that rage of, oh, these guys killed my wife.
Yeah.
And I put my weapon away, but now I gotta bring it back. He's like, oh, dang, I'll bring it. He puts his rings up and all of a sudden you see this guy with his sleeves rolled up. And I always love sleeves rolled up because it looks like you're about to like beat somebody's ass. And that's exactly what he did.
Oh, yeah.
He had no chance, dude.
All 10 rings on him.
He had no chance.
It was really, really some good scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
It's real, real emotional. Get you fired up,
yeah,
and really into the moment. And I'm not spending too much time talking about this because we did last episode, but again, you've got to check this out. I think that Simu Liu, I think he's got a great future ahead of him. And well, real quick about him, the dude started off like as an accountant.
Accountant, and he's doing like stock photos and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of memes. Like he tweeted for on himself. He's like, oh, to all the people that thought this would movie would flop.
Yeah, I don't know who thought it would flop, but you know, check him out. Look at him now. The haters, right? For sure. Good stuff with that. Sorry to go off on a tangent with that.
That's great, man. Don't worry. But going, don't flow into one of the games that we're going to be talking about, too.
I know. So we just covered a number here. We also just finished off with Guardians. So I think Guardians is still going to be a great play.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Just not as intrigued about it. Maybe because, I don't know, just maybe because I was more coming off that high of watching Shang-Chi. Blood Hunt was a game that I saw, and is that a series that they've brought back, or is this an entirely brand new game?
I think it's entirely new PvP, free-to-play, third-person vampires. It's funny, I read, like, it said Bruja, and it showed a witch.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I was laughing. I was like, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah, because it's Tagalog for witch, right? I don't know if the spelling is right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I guess. I guess the vampires are witches. They can be seen as witches. So it's class-based. I don't know. I wish I can get into these first-person genres. I don't know what happened to me. I just like kind of like lost interest in them.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I played Splitgate, right? We played a little bit, but after that, after you and I played, I never went back to it. My nephew, he invited me to play on PC because he's been playing and streaming it, I think, but I haven't jumped back on.
Neither have I. And part of that for me is because I have to make room for all these other games that we're trying out.
Yeah.
So, I need to upgrade my memory capacity on my PS5.
Were you going to do it?
I feel like I want to on account. I hate taking games off and putting them back on, and then you want to play it again later. I don't know. It's just more of a convenience thing,
right?
Yeah, and you were talking about this when we were talking about that upgrade.
Yeah, you don't have to buy the most expensive one.
That's true.
And you just make the heat sink yourself, so you save like $100.
Okay. Well, that makes it sound more interesting, more doable if you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's check out what we have next. Deathloop.
Yeah.
If you try and try again, or what do they say, die and die again.
Yeah, their motto.
Keep dying until you get until it right.
Or you're successful. So there's eight guys. You gotta kill them all in one day within 24 hours. If you don't, then you reset and you got to do it over again. And then you have some lady that's hunting you. And the lady could either be an AI or it can be another player, which is the fun part.
Hmm.
I don't know. Again, it's a first-person shooter, so I can see how it's fun. I've seen and listened to previews on other shows, and people are raving about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not drawn me either.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I watch the gameplay, the orientation makes me a little nauseous, and I'm like, "Wow, if I'm getting a little bit, you know, topsy turvy over just this 2-minute footage, I'm not gonna be able to play this game."
Yeah,
you know, so I have to put a pause on that. You know, it might be something I look at later down the road.
Yeah,
yeah, their timing I think is gonna hurt them because.
Comes out next week.
Yeah, but then there's other games coming
that's
out.
That's right. There's Kena. That's what you and I are interested in.
Yeah.
And after that, it's going to be Guardians, like in October.
Yep.
And then after that, it's going to be March, and it'll be like Gran Turismo and some other games coming out in March, like a ton of other games coming out. Oh, and then that Elder Ring, that comes out January.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think they probably should have brought that game out like earlier.
Like earlier August or something, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even just a month earlier. geez, just to get more people into it and kind of drawn into it before these other games that I think are going to be, even Back 4 Blood's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's next month. And that's going to draw in a lot of people too. So, yeah, I don't know about that game. I may pass on that one. But
I know it's kind of similar to that other Bethesda game. It's one with the mask.
Okay, James. The one with the mask. Like, oh, it's like the person with the hair. No, I don't remember.
No, I know what you're talking about, but it made me nauseous.
Oh, yeah, because you could like jump around and grapple and stealth and all. It's like first person.
Shoot, man, I can't think of it.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah. I know LT or Gene will tell me. At some point when we're like on chat, hey, I know what the game you're talking about.
Yeah, they're screaming it right now.
That's
as
right.
We're trying to think about it.
Yeah.
Send us a text. So, Forspoken.
Yeah, Forspoken. That was my mistake.
No, it was my bad. Ella Balinska, right? She's the actress. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, and she's well represented in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And see, the one segment I saw prior to this just was focusing on her movement and running through a desert and forest and through the mountain, the plains and stuff. And I was like, wow, what is this? This is just her running around. And so I thought they did a better job of representing the fighting in this game. And this last thing with the state of play, it drew me a little more to this game to actually see some fighting. Now, what I would have liked to see is like, hey, a menu pop up as far as the gameplay and the fight mechanics. You know, like you hit an L1, what's gonna pop up, and just show us a little bit of what the gameplay will look like, because you know the cutscenes are gonna be beautiful,
right?
And I want to see how it's gonna look in the middle of a fight, and then when you change a weapon or change a stance or whatever, how that's gonna unfold.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they were just showing a lot of transversal in the first trailer, and now they're showcasing a little bit more of that and the world. Like, there is a scene where she jumps and she's just falling down, and you see all these particle effects, but in distance, you could see this whole world that looks like you can transverse.
Right.
That you can go. I don't know if you can or not, it just gives you that perception that you can.
Yeah.
And then, the fighting, like you're talking about, dude, she needs some Shang-Chi stuff going on with those rings.
They should just come out with a game for Shang-Chi.
That's right,
man.
Come on, Insomniac.
On,
you know, after you're done with Wolverine and Spider-Man 2, you're going to get that game too.
Yeah, we're all going to get it. Forspoken. Interesting game that came after that. Ghostwire Tokyo.
Yeah.
It really, I actually think that can be a game that's going to surprise some of us.
Mm-hmm.
That was that more of like a third person or a first person perspective?
First person with powers.
Yeah, right, because you can see their hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
That looked really interesting, and it looked like a little like demonic, weird spiritual type stuff. The story, hopefully it's real engaging. Now, look, I'm actually starring that because I'm thinking, man, if they give us a demo and it plays pretty awesome,
yeah,
then I may give it a shot.
Cool,
right?
Yeah. See, like those, it looks like it's a detective type game too, a little bit.
Yeah,
has little hints and
trying to find out what happened to his girl, kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Kind of like what? Oh, I'm playing that Judgment, and that's more of a detective game, but that Judgment's more of just story and step-by-step type of thing. This one looks a lot more action,
mm-hmm.
action-based. I don't know. Didn't get too much. Didn't give us too much from it, but it looks intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the style of it looks pretty intriguing to me.
Yeah, they got like ghosts and spirits and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe kind of like a little anime-type feel.
Yeah.
What we got next here? Cars, James.
We got cars.
Cars.
Which cars?
Gran Turismo.
Yes, those cars. Gran Turismo 7. So everything that they've learned in the past and are put in this game, and when you look through the trailer, the showcasing has this UI that looks super modern, and it looks
It looks great. Wonderful. They have all these locations you can take your car to, take photos of it, if that's your thing. It's funny, they're taking a picture of a Miata. Whatever floats their boat, man. But then they also got all these freaking GTR Skylines. I know the creator loves his Skylines.
Okay.
Way back then, it was like Skyline this, Skyline that, which is not bad because that car is an awesome car.
Yeah.
You know, the San Diego Car Show, like years ago when they first released the GTR in America, there's this guy, tall guy, looking at it. He's like, "Who spends $100,000 on a Skyline?" And I looked at him and I said, "That's one of the fastest cars on earth." How dare you say that? Just because the brand says Nissan doesn't mean they don't make hella good cars.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, get out of here, dude. Get out of here. Get out of here with your nonsense.
Dude, go buy your Ford, right?
Go buy your Ford. That's a Mustang that's electronic. Dude, that still kills me. I see that car, I see the horse, and I see an electric SUV. Makes me sad. That car was a race car.
Yeah.
That car, did you see that car, Shelby versus Ferrari, movie?
No.
Oh, man, they took that Mustang and Shelby'd it up, modified it, so it was great. And now this car's
electric.
Electric. Wow. I wish they rebranded it. Something else.
Yeah, call it Pony or something.
I don't know, they can call it something else than Mustang, though. I don't know. It's different. You know, because, like, I love my cars, and I mean, if I had a bigger garage, I would probably like buy like an S2000 or something.
Sure.
Like my friend Hans told me she should get an S2000 just to drive the hell out of it. That car is like still worth $30,000, and that car came out like when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So it retained its value. Or like I would have like a Civic Type R. I love those Rice Rocket cars.
Yeah.
Just because growing up in Mira Mesa and then having like Fast and the Furious, you know, and then going to Sorrento Valley and then racing down that straightaway or over here in Kearney Villa. Yeah. Helicopters chasing you and everything, man.
So that was you, huh? That was you, bro. Wow.
Don't tell anybody. That was my old right. That was my old hobby back then.
It's only me and you listening.
Yeah, right. that was my old love with cars. But nowadays I don't do that just because, you know, one, you get a ticket and it's hella expensive. Two, you gotta take your class, and if you don't, then your insurance is even more expensive. And then three, you might as well just go. You can kill somebody, which is not good.
Yeah, that's you never know. Good.
Yeah,
never
so good. Just take it to the racetrack, and there's many racetracks in San Diego that's like an hour or two away, like that you can go to and just go as fast as you can, you know, on those tracks.
Or pick up Gran Turismo 7.
That's right, and I think I may pick up this game because of the haptic feedback, like with the because I definitely want a wheel. I do have a wheel for the PS3, which I did use. It's just my setup. I didn't have that sled or anything, and I don't want to have a sitting sled in the middle of my game room just sitting there, you know? Maybe in the kitchen, living room area, like an arcade, right? But yeah, it looks great. And all the cars are showing, like they're showing off the like new Supra, but they also have the Castrol Supra, the old school one that looks badass. And then they have all these other exotic cars that you can drive, and I'm sure all of them feel different. And you see all that reflection tech? It's just like, it's gorgeous.
Well, you can even customize it with decals.
Before, you weren't able to do that. Before, they were just like, nope, this is the car you get, and you're able to create a template, but you can't add any stickers.
Right.
But now you can. I'm like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, anytime you can customize your car, that your virtual car, it just adds another layer of interest to your game.
And then you get a house, and you have like all your cars on display, like, you know, you have one car that's on top of the other. That's so cool. I wish I could have that in this garage. I don't know if it'd fit. I think it's like $10,000. I looked into it.
You did?
Yeah. I looked. I didn't say I was going to purchase it or anything. Maybe I was just looking.
You can build underground. Yeah, that would be expensive.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what the HOA says about that.
But it's interesting. Oh, wow, man. So much. Now, we kind of alluded to this, but there's a Insomniac cutscene, right? And And that's our buddy Rocket, man. Rocket is chilling with us, and every once in a while you hear little wolf from him.
Little tip taps.
He's a cool dog, Rocket. And it's sidetrack, side note. It's no wonder why my man here likes Cowboy Bebop, because he's a corgi.
He's a corgi, and our first corgi, his name was Ayn. So that totally makes sense,
right?
Yep.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. But so Insomniac cut into bar scene, people laying on the ground, and then it just shows this rugged dude, elbows on the bar table, and hands just beat up,
bloody
beat up. Like you can see, like it's roughed up, all this scar tissue,
callous,
right? Callous, yeah. And we know who this guy is. And then whoosh, adamantium claws come
there
out.
There it is.
There it is. Man, I miss me some Wolverine, bro.
Oh, me too. I remember my mom bought me some cards back when I was growing up, and they're just straight up all Wolverine cards.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them. Like in Marvel and MVS and Marvel's Capcom, you know, he'd most likely be on the team.
Berserker Barrage. Wait, oh. Real quick, what's your favorite
True Claw?
Your favorite uniform that he would wear?
I like the yellow and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
or
that.
Or what about the one that's kind of like an orangish brown?
I do like that one too.
That one's cool too.
Yeah. I'm stuck between those two. I don't know about those new modern ones, like the ones in the movie.
It's kind of just black yeah. suit.
But I do like when he's just wearing like jeans and like a shirt, that's all messed up.
Yeah. With the cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, man. They casted him so well.
It sure
like,
did.
In the movies.
It sure
like,
did.
Back then, Hugh Jackman, dude, he's ripped. And then, like, when he's old man Logan, he still looks like freaking Wolverine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
And
he did such a good job with him.
Jackman, man, if they could just, he doesn't want to do it, I think.
Yeah. Because he has to work out again.
Yeah.
He wants to sing.
I know, right? He's good. Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we love him more as Wolverine.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and his daughter, X-23.
Yeah,
man, I hope they bring her into this.
Yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do with the story.
Hey, like, there's so much there.
They're gonna make it like The Last of Us. That's what it is, right?
The first one. You're right. You're right.
So you won't be sad because they can't kill him.
Can't kill him
initially, right?
Because he's gonna come back to life.
See, so you like it already.
You're building me up for a letdown, bro.
He has to take care of 23.
If I see Abby, man, I'm gonna freaking break
You're
stuff.
Gonna rip her
I'm gonna break stuff. Yeah. I'm gonna call Insomniac and what are you guys doing? You're messing this up.
Think you got arms?
Shoot. Yes, for those of you first time listeners, I'm a big fan of Joel and Last of Us and not such a great fan of Abby, but that game was awesome. That's a must play.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Wolverine, I think there's so much there. There's so much you can do with Wolverine.
Oh, if
you can go origin story and talk about him as starting off as Weapon X.
Yeah.
Yes. Showing how they found him and then laced him with the adamantium and that kind of stuff. There's even some, and I'm going back, I'm aging myself now because I used to have this comic, Kitty Pryde Wolverine, and she was a character where she could like phase through walls and that kind of stuff. And they brought it back to him and his samurai roots.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would be sick.
Yeah.
That would be some good stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can always go into the X-Men,
yeah.
right? And in that genre.
Quick question. Omega Red or Sabretooth? As a antagonist,
I would have to See, sometimes they make Sabretooth stupid.
Goofy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just...
Doo-doo-doo. Right. One eye looking at the other way. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with red.
Dude, those whips, man. Did they ever have them in the movies? I don't recall the movies very well.
I don't remember. I can't remember. I'm going to have to look it up.
Just like, of course, Omega Red. He's like, his suit's red and white or silver. And he has that samurai looking hair. Then he has whips. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, man. That's a storyline right there, Jay.
Damn. Like you're saying, like, how far can they go or what they can do? I'm like, I wonder how many enemies they're going to put in there.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. He's going to rip some heads off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
I wonder if they can do that same thing with Jean Grey. Oh, my love, I got to go find her.
Or I know.
Do it another way.
Yeah. Or, yeah, will they bring back the old X-Men group and, like, Colossus Fastball Special and a
Cyclops.
Yeah, Cyclops. Yeah. And then Nightcrawler and all that. That'd be kind of cool.
Can you imagine a Sentinel fight with him? He's just climbing up and ripping all all the armor. Fucking gouging the eyes and everything.
Yeah.
And then they can introduce Magneto. Oh, damn. Like, oh, my God.
Right.
He's just ripping him apart.
See, and that's why I think it's... Like, we were, and this is, now we're going way back into the WandaVision, but that whole idea of WandaVision and her being the bad guy and the House of M, we were talking about episodes ago. Man, when you, the hint of having Magneto and putting that together, because Magneto's like her dad.
Yeah.
And putting that together, man, you got such a great storyline. And then you can just bring everything together, too, like bringing the X-Men together and bringing back Dark Phoenix, you know, all that. There's so much there, right? And then we stumble on from that to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And not just Peter Parker Spider-Man, but Miles Morales. And then in that promo, who's in the shadows?
Got some Venom.
Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. And then that's the way how they showed it. It's funny because people thought that was going to be like Infamous. And all of a sudden, like, it was Miles' power just stuttering off into the light post. And you see that Peter has those arms kind of like from Endgame. Right. And you see Miles there doing his thing. And you see them both there at the same time in the same city, double teaming an enemy. And, Venom comes out. So I'm curious, like, how they're going to handle that gameplay for Spider-Man 2. Because, like, when you're reading the description on the PlayStation blog, it is going to be a single-player game. Okay. So I'm wondering if you have to press up, and then all of a sudden you get your controlling Miles, or is it going to be two different stories and then merge into one? My curiosity, since it's the same studio doing Wolverine, are they going to mention each other? They have, like, a crossover. Oh, usually I'm the one that doesn't really... like think about and like go off into like what I wish they could do or what I hope they would do.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, for some reason when Wolverine came up and you having the discussion with you, just having those feelings of Wolverine attacking Omega Red, or just I can see it in my head.
It just gets the wheels turning. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then you start to think of like just exactly what you said with Venom. And I'm starting to think, cause I always think back to how the origin of Venom came to existence. And is it going to be the hairy guy that you were talking about, or is it going to be somebody else and go, or are they going to talk about how they actually brought Venom from the Secret Wars comic books in outer space, and they brought him back to Earth?
Right.
Because he's this alien, this is a symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much. That's why it's so great and so fun to talk about Marvel, because there's so many storylines out there. And then you look at these what if stories.
Yeah.
And damn, man, it's endless.
Did you see the last what ifs? A couple of them?
Yeah. So, which one? Okay, so the most recent one was the zombie one.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
It was weird.
When I saw, what's his Ant-Man bite? like just a random civilian that made me laugh. And I was like, oh no, this is how it happens.
Oh my God.
He's like, so small, he's biting everybody. It sucks, man. You can't even see him.
When
it's
you,
terrible.
When you got superheroes that turn zombies, the whole world ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting.
That wasn't like my Doctor favorite. Strange one, though. I think I have to say that was my favorite one so far.
That one was much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really dark.
Yeah, no matter what he did, like, he did save her, but she still passed. Because the end of the world, and you're there in by yourself.
Yeah, and you felt for him because he was trying to do everything, eating up all these different demons and stuff.
Yeah.
But then the recent one you were talking about with the zombies, the way it ended, and spoilers, right?
I was sleepy during that time. I don't recall. So they made it to Wakanda, but was Thanos there?
Yeah.
He was there already?
He was there, and he had the gauntlet, and he had all of the stones except for the yellow one. Is that the Mind Stone?
Oh, okay, makes more sense now. So now they're delivering it to him, basically, right? And they have to fight.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay, I get it now. Thank you.
Wow, no, but the, like I was going back to, the cool thing with Marvel is that you just, the timelines, the stories, the characters, it's endless.
It's grounded, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for... There, I have a couple of characters, and this is aging myself, right? In the 80s, and even before that, there was a man called Nova, and they kind of resurrected...
Is that with the star?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be like with Guardians of the Galaxy
and
stuff.
That's what I thought, too, man. Yeah. And I was let down.
I was like, is that his dad? Because I know nothing about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's just some other dude.
Yeah, well, there's like the Nova Corps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was kind of let down that wasn't coming into fruition. But, you know, and we can go on and on with the different characters.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about some games we've been playing, Jay.
Oh, we forgot the one biggest game.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. How could I forget this?
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Boy. Don't forget Ragnarok. Yeah, man. God of War Ragnarok defiantly announced it, saying what it is. Because last, I think a year ago, they just said God of War, and they just had like the symbol come out in blue. But now they officially released it, God of War Ragnarok. And if you follow the team on Twitter, like all these devs are saying, yep, we're working on Ragnarok. Tons of people like happy about it. Wow. That they're working on that team. They're on the team working on God of War Ragnarok. I mean, that game did win God of the Year. Game of the Year. It looks great. It looks fantastic. It's going off. They're trying to prevent Ragnarok. And then when you listen, after you listen to the stream, there's like another maybe 10 to 20, 15 minutes of them talking to the director, which is no longer the original director of God of War. They transitioned to a new one.
Okay.
So they have like a different idea, different transition, you know, just get new blood. But he's been working there with Santa Monica Studios. So it takes place after the first one, and they showed all these characters, and it's Norse mythology. So it's different from like Thor that you know now from the MCU. It's going to be different.
Right.
Like when they showed him, it looks like a morbidly obese Thor in MCU, the bariatric Thor in this game, and you see Freya and she looks pissed. She's like, "So do you know about God of War in this game of Freya? So basically, you kill her son, and her son is everything to her.
Oh,
and her son is a person that can't die."
Oh.
Until you inflict him with a type of plant, like a poison, and then it takes away that ability. And he's like, yes, kill me. And then he gets resurrected throughout the game.
Oh.
And then eventually, once Atreus poisons him, you're able to kill him. And then like that whole scene of her crying, I'm like, oh, damn, it's bad. Because she was helping you. She helped you save your son.
Oh.
So now she looks so angry. She looks so pissed.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're saying that, like in the first game, you could only visit 6 out of 9 realms. Now you have to visit all 6 of them. All 9 of them, I mean.
Okay.
And then I'm curious of like, what's going to happen? Because it's between, like, it's a story about the father and son and the phases of growth throughout your son's life. And I'm sure you see it because you have children.
Yeah.
So, But in this game, you see what your son is going through, how he's growing, and he has all these questions, and he wants you to become the general,
right?
Instead of being a father,
right?
And you see, like, crazy, no, get super angry, and it looks like it has all these other fighting mechanics where it transitions from like one area to the next area from like a higher platform, and you have your favorite characters, like that head you were talking about, just kind of talking.
Yeah,
he just hangs out with you on your belt.
Yeah, it's funny. He gets out of the boat and he like repositions his head around it, you know, the head on his waistband or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great game. I loved it. I platinumed that game. It was super fun. It was super challenging. We were fighting against the Valkyries. It has parry, evade. You could have different weapons from the Blade of Chaos to Leviathan. But I want that hammer though.
Yeah.
Damn, I want that hammer. Give it the hammer. And then at the very end, you see the Norse god of war. His Turv or Trev, I forget his name. But he's like tall. He's not thick and bold and buff, but he looks tall.
Yeah, like he stands up and
whoa.
Yeah,
it's like I'm looking at Babe. Whoa, you're tall.
Well, he's just like looking. First, he looks in eye line. He stands up and he's like looking at his chest, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's gonna be a fun game.
Yeah.
It's not coming out right away.
I think the only game that's coming out that I did recall is like Gran Turismo, March. Sure. 2022, and all these other games, Forspoken, Miles, 2023. Wolverine doesn't have a date. KOTOR, Knights of the Republic doesn't have a date. So it's cool that they're showing us what their roadmap is for the PS5.
Right, and you know what? Not everybody has a PS5 just yet.
Yeah.
I think there's only, been a million sold?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's still, you go on eBay, dude, it's still like $800.
Yeah. And you know what? I realize that there's still a lot of people that are enjoying the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going to be that way for a while until we get more, which is good for us. Because what I look at it is like, hey, you're going to get some of these PS4 games with the free upgrade to PS5.
Yeah.
And they're gonna keep it. You think so?
The PlayStation Studios, they're saying that Horizon, that's it. After that, it's $10. So it's not too bad.
Yeah, we'll see. I think they're gonna bend that.
$5.
But man, that's a lot of games right there to look forward to from State of Play.
Yeah.
Should we move on to games we've been playing?
Yeah, what have you been playing?
You know, I've been trying to finish that Judgment, and that's going to be in the works for a little bit. I've got some time coming off pretty soon here because we go on a fall break.
Cool.
For work, so I'm going to try to finish that there. But you know what game I've really been enjoying?
What's that?
Is Overcooked.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a fun game, or it can be fun.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having so much fun with that game, playing that with my daughter. And you talk about how, like, we had fun playing It Takes Two.
Yeah.
This game is intense, kind of fun. And you're sitting here trying to make burritos and all kinds of little sushis type stuff.
Oh, so you man, he's like, telling my dinner right now.
You know, you're cooking rice and stuff. And you have to, you know, chop up some steak and then fry that up. It's a lot of coordination.
Yes. And that's when the communication is idea. And you have to be very thorough with your communication. Yeah. Or if not, then your kitchen starts to burn.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's hilarious. And then we're like, hey, you want to just reset it? You're like, yeah, okay, let's reset. Let's try it again.
Right, because you get stars, right? Like three stars, everything's the max.
And at first, we were trying to three-star everything, but we're okay with two now because we're trying to finish the story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, because at some stages, like the ship stage, your tables and items start moving around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's so hilarious, like how you're cooking something and it starts burning over.
It starts burning over, and then you got to get a fire extinguisher and extinguish all the flames and stuff. It's a very fun game.
Yeah.
And if you've got the PS Plus, you got access to it.
Yeah, I need to download it, or at least keep it in the library there.
Yeah, and then the other game I'm planning to try out is Hitman. Hitman 2 is free on there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious about that game. I always wondered, like, because they've always had this scene that I've watched where they have they're in a car shop and there's a mechanic working on the vehicle. I think the guy, your assassin, just drops a car on him. It's messed up, dude.
That game's so morbid.
Very innovative.
Yeah, it's so morbid, man. You're like hiding bodies, you're dragging them around and stuff. It's a pretty cool game. I haven't played number two yet, so and I'm really glad because I was very close to buying that last month.
Yeah,
and I'm
oh there it is.
It's free, man.
Yeah,
sometimes it's good for the taking. For the taking. How about you? What are you playing?
I just thought as you were talking, dude. I hope Hugh Jackman does a freaking Wolverine's voice. Oh. That is sick, right?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That'd be cool, man. Yeah. You can do all your singing there now.
There you go. And then he breaks out in a song.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, I've been playing Hades. So I said last week I rolled core edits, and then Gene was telling me that there's an epilogue. Well, damn! I was looking at this epilogue, the requirements. You gotta give ambrosia to all these all the gods.
Okay.
Like Zeus, Aphrodite, man.
What's ambrosia?
It's something like a gift. And then you gain a relationship with them to make your character, I don't know what it does, just to have more story.
Hmm.
So I know what the ending is, like what the goal is. But I don't know if I could do it. I mean, it's fun because now I'm choosing different weapons. And then because I'm so used to this shield, it's called the Shield of Chaos. And you ram into an enemy, and then you do your special move, and five shields come out, which is cool.
That's cool.
Just, like, when you go from one gameplay to the next gameplay, it changes it up. So you have to use different boons or different gods to help you power up your weapons.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's different. I know that I'm not a like long-range person. Like when I play FPSs, when I do, I don't like sniping. So I'm using this bow. And like, man, I don't like this bow. I like to be up close and like in enemies' faces. So I'm not very good with it right now. But they have the knuckles. I wish he could throw Hadoukens. That'd be sick. But I don't think he can. And then I did download that Tales game, which got good reviews.
Okay. And, what did you think?
I need to play it.
Okay.
It's down there. I'll probably try it, play it tonight just to dabble and see. And then speaking of reviews, that Colors game that you love so much.
Oh, yeah.
The Power of Empathy came out.
Power of Empathy.
Yeah. And it got pretty good reviews, man.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You going to get it? It's going to teach you something, maybe? Better than the college book, better than psychology, maybe?
Is that a game that, you know, would I be more wanting to play it if I went back and played the original?
Yeah, we should get Mike G back up in here because he's playing it right now. And he likes that series, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay, we'll get Mike G on here, or okay, you're going to buy it?
I know, huh? You know what? I'm not sure, like, if I would... Because it almost seems to me when you play that kind of a game, mm-hmm. It's watching it. It's like a movie, you know.
It is, yeah.
And so it's just,
which is cool.
It's a lot of just reading and not reading, but like watching,
yeah.
and seeing the story play out. It looks a little too dramatic to me.
Oh, okay,
like you know, I'm like Korean drama. It's like I don't know, and I'm not trying to be stupid about that, but like it's just
telenovelas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I don't got time for that. These kids at work, man, they got too much job up on me.
Right? That's so funny.
Maybe that's why I don't like it either. These patients, man, sometimes they yell at my staff and I don't like it.
Yeah, because you know what? It's hard because like the original ones, you can buy it for, some of them are free,
mm-hmm.
and then you can buy it for like $2 or $3.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not expensive, but I don't know. I'm not drawn to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's funny because when Mike and I were playing it, and then like he were able to look at each other's trophies or look at each other's like stats, he's like, "Oh, you killed this person," which is funny to me because he did it.
Oh, and you get a trophy that? Huh?
Something, I don't know.
That's funny.
You look at your friend's statistics. Wow. It makes me laugh.
Wow.
I guess I need power of empathy myself if I
can't save these people.
It's okay, Jay. We all need power empathy. We all struggle there. But obviously people like it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The reviews are showing it looks better. It runs better. It's all released at the same time because they would do it, for example, release the first story in like January and then 3 to 4 months later release the second.
Okay.
And then third and fourth.
Are they doing that with this one or is it just
straight up everything?
Straight up everything.
Yeah.
That's smarter that way. Because then you want them to spend all the money
out. They have a following.
Yeah.
And they have good music, so it's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Anything else before we close shop on this?
No, I think that's it. We covered a lot.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. This episode's a little bit longer than our normal ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sony had a good showing.
Yeah. And that was a lot of fun talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're really enjoying us, help us out. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and that helps our algorithm to get the show out to more people and just make it more visible. And you can always send us an email and tell us what you think and give us some tips about some games you want to play. And that's jnb@neighborgamers.com. Signing off. Hey, have a great rest of your day, afternoon, evening, or night.
Thanks for listening. Be kind to each other.
All right, bye-bye.